chestnut trees. Read your poems to me in the shade of Rodin's E. Tuileries. Birds sing, spread their wings. Nothing will deny them. Sun can't help rising, always shining. Climb the Tory Fell. Don't look down, mademoiselle. Paris far below.
Can I take your hand? We'll promenade the old bookstore.
The sun is high above. I'll walk in front. You're very tall.
Always shine.
Can't be named. In the saw an angel on the Delta, reaching out her hand to me. Lift me higher, Gabriel, winding river, fare thee well. Rivers wind wildly, some rivers shift the sand, as if winding was a secret whispered over the land. Every river has a
.5 WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm sitting here with Hummingbird Syndicate playing their new songs. What was that one about?
Well, that's a good story, Lynn, because Lynn, sometimes the way we write songs, we do it multiple ways. Lynn's a poet, even though she doesn't always want me to mention that, but it's true. And she writes poetry, and this song was a poem. So I want you to talk about it a little bit. And then we turned it into a song.
She's a regular Miss Morrison.
She is.
Well, I do write poetry sometimes, and I also write lyrics that I don't have any, you know, that I don't have any music for.
Oh, lyrics, yet. Lyrics basically is poetry.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. They're different, but they're not. And I was flying into Louisville one time some years ago, and there was a lot of rain. It was April, a lot of rain, a lot of flooding. And flying over the Smoky Mountains, there was an incredible amount of rivers and tributaries just running off the tops of the Smokies. And I looked down out of the plane, and I saw what looked like an angel on a wide sand delta holding up a torch.
Wow.
And before I landed in Louisville, I'd written the poem or the lyrics on rivers. And
what was that, a statue?
No, it was nothing. It was an illusion.
Cloud?
No, it was some form in the mountains where the river was creating a rounded tributary.
Okay.
And looking at it out of the plane, it looked just like an angel holding up a torch, and I'm really not like an angel type. I'm not one of those.
I'd be like, we're going down.
Yeah, I know.
seeing angels.
And so then years and years later, I was like, I don't know. I threw it over to John. I said, can you do anything with this? And it turned out to be something kind of unusual for us. And years ago, John sang it. We never were really happy with the way it came out. We recorded it twice. And when we pulled it back out of the bag of tricks, so to speak, we decided I would try to sing it, and that's where we landed. So,
sounds great.
Kind of a Memphis soul sort of thing, very unusual for us, but I like it.
We're going to do a couple more songs, one more from the new album, and then I think one from the album you did during COVID, which not a lot of people heard.
Right, it came out during COVID, bad, you know, bad timing.
And then I think we'll do a rock and roller from your first one that I like a lot. I mean, I like them all, but...
Good.
Okay. So this next one, Blow the Clouds...
Guitar Star.
Yeah, that's a good one. We played that one on stage. This next one, Blow the Clouds Away, we do have a video out on this that features Randall Lee Gibson IV, who was our drummer on this album.
What happened to Randall?
He died suddenly. He just didn't wake up.
I mean, did they say what it was? A heart attack or...
There's presumptions, but we don't know for sure.
Yeah, we don't know.
It was weird. But my brother died, I guess, of a heart attack. Took months and months for them to tell us that.
Right. Well, that's where that's at.
Yeah.
So we did because Randall played on the record and he sadly did not live to see it come out. We put footage together from various things we had done with him. And that's the video that's out on this song.
I mean, is it Blow the Clouds Away?
Blow the Clouds Away. I mean, the song's not about Randall, obviously, but it felt like a good song to make a tribute to the guy. He was a great guy.
Montage.
It is a montage. It is a montage. Yes,
he was really proud of this music, and I would say, from my perspective, having known him for a very, very long time and played a lot of music with him in the last several years, that he had made a bit of a sea change as a drummer, and I think he was incredibly excited about it, and so it was even more heartbreaking. You never got to see the record come out, but we're really happy with his work on this record, and miss you, brother.
Mm. He at one time played with Stigmatics, who will be playing at our November 17th
Correct.
Show.
Yep.
Yeah, he played with a lot of people.
Yeah. Scruffy the Cat, yep.
He was even with Real Kids for a little while, wasn't he?
Yeah, he played with Real Kids, yep. The Illyrians with Eric Martin, yeah.
Okay, I gotta get this right. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Blow the Clouds Away.
Cry to feed the stream, the rivers rise, transition dreams, the harsh blue sky is painted over. Hear the drum, see burning
nothing can be said about the bird brain in your head. When the metaphor is dead, the peacocks from the west put migration to the test. Driving 66
for another rabbit from your bag of tricks. Brought the rain, then it rained some more. I built a boat, but there's only one oar. If the ferryman is blind and the river won't unwind, it's just a con game in your mind. Don't stop to see what you won't find.
Is anybody home?
No.
91.5 WMFO. That was from your album, Keep Loving, Keep Living.
The one we put out during the void.
The void.
during the big plague.
The plague record.
Yeah.
but you told them, keep loving, keep living.
That's right. Yes. That's that was the message. Yes.
That cat didn't like that.
We, in spite of everybody closing down, we didn't quit writing songs. So
yeah,
right on.
Well, so we should mention we're playing also, besides the Midway November 6th, next Saturday, Sunday, we're also playing the following two Friday at the International Pop Overthrow, the IPO, or the annual thing, on the Friday night show, November 18th. And
the Union Tavern.
At the Union Tavern in Union Square.
We did that one, yeah.
Yeah, Michael Oliver's playing that night too, so he's very good.
Yeah, and, great band.
Playing back to back with us. We're going on at 9:30, supposedly.
Allegedly, 9:30.
So, what was on any given day about? Self-explanatory?
It's kind of.
Extension. It's Lynn and the Existentials.
Yeah. I was okay. I was reading. Was I reading?
Siddhartha.
Oh, yeah. I was reading Siddhartha, Hermann Hesse. And something about the ferryman and the blind ferry. I don't know. I got caught up in that whole story. And really the message was, get, you know, be in the moment. And there's a million ways of talking about being in the moment and living right now. And that's what that song's about. Any given day.
Very cool.
If you don't do it now, you might not get tomorrow.
Well, thank you guys very much for coming in.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
You can stay and hang out with me for the show if you want, or you're free to leave.
Yeah, can you take these handcuffs off?
Yeah, I own you up till now.
If you just remove the handcuffs,
let me untie you from that chair.
That's why it's squeaking.
But I first wanted to play one of my favorite Hummingbird Syndicate songs.
Which one?
Guitar Star. Wow. Or do I have to say Guitar Star?
It's Guitar Star.
Yeah, this is a cool one. What year did you put this out?
2016.
It's on the first album.
2016, 2017, right. First record, Pop Tricks.
Yep.
It's a rocker, so hold on to your hats.
It's a rocker.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Brian.
We'll see you next Sunday.
See you next Sunday. Great. Thank you.
Right on.
One, two, three, four. Too much.
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
November wind whistled and screeched through the trees. The spirits and ghosts must make their appearance and dance with the withering leaves. For the restless poor souls are those who done evil, are those who had wronged them in life. Had better watch out and wear your disguises, they surely be haunting this night. For this is the night of the evil, be worried at loss of the light. For the witches, the demons, the phantoms, the banshees will surely be hunting this time. So beware, young ladies, and wear your disguise. Beware in the dead of the night. Take care of yourselves and wear your disguises, for they will be hunting this night. So beware, 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 young fellas, they're coming to get you tonight. Take care of yourselves and wear your disguises, for this is the Halloween night. They're outside in the garden, they're behind the bushes.
This behind a locked door for fear of the world coming down on top of my head. I was at a Walmart in Joplin, Missouri recently. I was standing in line with some shaving cream. All around me, Halloween displays were up and Halloween candy was everywhere. I stood in a long line with all kinds of people. Most of them were holding bags of candy. Men coming home from work, tired-eyed, with slightly bent backs dressed in heavy clothing, standing in line with nothing in their hand but a bag of candy to give to little kids. I didn't think they did that anymore. I tried to imagine kids going door to door where I live. No way. Standing in line with the humans and their candy, it made me feel like I came from a different planet where the streets were covered with bullet casings and dried blood. I'm screwed up and sentimental, I know. I remember how much I used to look forward to Halloween. 24 hours later, I was in Ohio, at a hotel near the Greyhound station, where drug dealers were working the parking lot. Some things are over with, really over with.
How do you do? I see you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat wheel. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Bite.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. Well, listen closely. Not for very much longer. I've got to keep control. I remember doing the time warp, drinking those moments when the blackness would hit me and the void would be calling. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. It's just a jump to the left and then a step to the right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You put your hands on your hips, you bend your knees in tight. Yeah. Makes you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. Oh, it's so dreamy, a fantasy dreamy. So you can't see me, no, not at all. In another dimension, a voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, with a bit of a mind flip, you're into the time flip. Nothing will ever be the same. Yeah, startle sensation, like you're under sedation. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. Well, I was walking down the street, having a think, when a snake of a guy gave me an evil wink. He shook me up, he took me by surprise. He had a pickup truck in the devil's eyes. He stared at me and I felt a change. Time meant nothing, never would again. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. It's just a jump to the left and then a step to the right. Put your hands on your hips, you bend your knees in tight. Yes, the pelvic thrust that really drives you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
your vibrary physiomolecular transport device?
You mean?
Yes, Brad. It is something we ourselves have been working on for quite some time. But it seems our friend here has found a way of perfecting it. A device which is capable of breaking down solid matter and projecting it through space. And who knows, perhaps even time itself!
You mean it's gonna send us to another planet?
Planet! Planet! Janet! You better watch up! Janet Weiss! You better watch up! Feel your lights up! You better watch up!
And then she cried out!
Don't get caught at the mustard! Use a bit of mustard!
You're a hot dog, but you better not try to hurt her! Frank Butter!
You're a hot dog, but you better not try to hurt her! Frank Butter!
From the day he was born, he was trouble. He was the thorn in his mother's side. She tried in vain, but he never caused her nothing but shame. From the day she was gone, all he wanted was rock and roll porn on a motorbike, shooting up junk. He was alone and she was a punk, taking everyone for a ride.
When did he change it? Like you said, you knew he wasn't a good kid. But when he threatened your life, it was a switchblade knife.
What a
guy!
But he must have been drawn into something, making him warn me in a note which reads,
"What's the say? What's the say?
I'm out of my head. Oh, 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 baby, boy. But boy, can't tell you out there.
Every one of you watching this screen, look out, because soon, very soon, the most horrifying monster menace ever conceived will be oozing into this theater. Teenagers see it first, like a falling star from outer space.
Boy, that was close. Hey, come on, I want to see if I can find
it. It's indestructible. It's indescribable. Nothing can stop it.
This town is in danger.
How can it be stopped? Mob hysteria sweeps one city. Before long, the nation and then the world could fall before the blood-curdling threat of the Blob. starring Steve McQueen and a cast of exciting young people.
It's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters. Heart attack, cancer, stroke. Save yourself and all those animal lives. Go vegan now. Free recipes at PETA.org.
What's up? I ain't lying. on you. Because you're mad. Ah! Ah! Ooh! Ah! Yeah.
Looking at me.